So I saw this online and I thought, you know what? We should toss this out there. What's something about yourself that sounds made up, but it's actually real? But, you know, I was thinking about it myself. I'm like, okay, well, told my wife I was breaking up with her, then proposed. I was on TLC's Wild Weddings.
That's the one right there.
Detained.
Not sure. It's been a while since we've talked about that. I'm not sure if people know. You need to explain that one.
Yeah. Detained briefly by the FBI. So, I mean, all those could be something about myself that sounds like I've made up, but are actually things that are real, right?
Like, explain your wild weddings really quick for people who have not heard that story. It's been a while.
So I had to sight read for the very first time some things at my wedding.
Vows?
No, it wasn't my vows. It was some other part of the wedding that I was sight reading for the very first time in front of everybody. And I got to the part where it said, I will never take my wife for granted. And I said, I will take my wife for granted.
Oopsie. And then left out a keyword.
And then my wife kind of looks at me and I like, my brain catches up to my mouth and I'm like, oh, okay, what did I just say there? And so then I look down and I see what it was supposed to actually say. And I say, never.
Never.
Yeah, never. And so that clip made it on to TLC's Wild Weddings.
Amazing.
Yeah, and all that. And then, yes, detained briefly by the FBI when I thought if I had a radio station staff T-shirt that I could just walk up to where they were having press for, I want to say it was Timothy McVeigh. His execution, kind of dark.
Wow.
But yeah, he was at a federal prison, and I was there doing some, you know, just talking to the people that were outside because there was a huge group of people that were just watching. And yeah, they a little golf cart drives up. Sir, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just going to the press area. And they're like, you've got credentials? I was like, I got a staff T-shirt.
Not good enough.
And they're like,
let's have a chat.
And they're like, hey, let's have a chat. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they obviously ran my stuff, found out I was really of zero consequence to them. So then they let me go. So, but yeah.
How long did it take, though? How long were you detained?
I mean, maybe 10 minutes. So, I was going to say it wasn't that long. It
would have been better if you were, like, actually behind bars for a couple of hours.
Sorry, do you want me to then change the story?
If you could embellish a little bit, that'd be better.
So it actually is made up as opposed to being real?
Yep.
Anyways, thought it was funny to, toss out to you. So, yeah, we posted it earlier on our Facebook page. We'll get to some of yours here in just a minute. But Angela said, I have three boobs and I have to wear two bras.
What?
So out the gate, something about yourself sounds made up but is real.
I feel like that's one where we need to see pictures, but I don't think I need to see pictures.
By the way, I'd love to hear, like, if you've got something you want to call in, we'd love to talk to you about it too. 502-795-1997.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, Trisha said, I bought an entire car with money earned by giving blood plasma. Granted,
wow!
It was a 10-year-old used Ford Explorer, but hey,
doesn't
it's
matter.
Something. Called it the Bloodmobile.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you, I had a lot of friends that made some serious extra cash in college doing that.
Yeah, giving blood?
Yes. Yeah. I could not because it just made me, like, pass out every single time.
Oh, all right.
I was not good at that. I tried, though.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. What's something about yourself that sounds made up but is actually real? Let's get to some of these from Facebook real quick. At Ben and Kelly Show. Carol, I have 10 brothers.
That's wow.
Yeah. Colleen, my brother and I were born on Christmas Day, 12 years apart. Sarah said, I used to be in the circus.
Oh, wow.
Love
that.
That's
a fun job.
Yep. Chris said, I used to be a professional wrestling referee. Anthony, 7-time state chess champion we're talking to here.
Whoa.
Anthony! Rebecca says, I'm almost completely deaf, but I lip read and fake hear, LOL.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Amy, I was on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, gosh, Amy, I need to hear that story. Like, what did you win? Did you win anything? What was that like? Oh, I need to know. I need more of that story.
Something about yourself that sounds made up but is real. Kraft said, I lost my sense of smell as a young kid. Here a few years ago, fast forward, went to a grocery shopping during the pits of summer.
The pits of hell summer.
Yeah, and purchased a whole pork tenderloin. Rolled out of the bag on my way home. Forgot about buying it. About a week later, was leaving for work, and my husband was outside doing yard work. I rolled my window down, and he met me at the driver door to kiss me bye. He started gagging and told me to turn the truck off. He said the smell was so bad. Wasn't sure if my truck was flammable or not, and at the time, he didn't know what the aroma was. Under the third row seating, he found the tenderloin. He said he was surprised it wasn't turned in for smelling like a dead carcass or something.
Oh, wow. Oh, I bet that smelled special.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Something about yourself that sounds made up but is real. Chrissy, I had a rib removed, then took it to DJX to show Ben and Kelly.
Yep, we've seen it.
Yep, Ribless Chrissy checking in. Ribless Chrissy checking in right there.
That is her name. That's why we call her that. It's legit.
Lindsay, I'm terrified of squirrels. They're upper class rats. I won't even get out of the car if there's one in the yard. I hate the way they stop and stare out of the corner of their eye. Can't be trusted. Oh my gosh, that is funny.
You can't trust a squirrel. They're looking too shifty.
That is funny.
Upper class rat.
Kelly from Crescent Hill.
Yeah, I just dropped my 10-year-old off at school, but he told me, he was so excited. He said, "Oh, tell him that you're a notary." And I said, "Oh, okay, confession time, Andrew. I might have made that sound a lot like cooler and stealthier than it actually is."
I love that he thinks that you being a notary public is something that sounds made up.
But it sounds amazing.
I made it really dramatic. Like when I became a notary, I told him how I had to like go downtown and I had to take an oath. And that it was,
it was like you were part of a secret club.
Like, yeah.
That is great.
That's so awesome.
Kelly from Crescent Hill, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Of course. Love you guys.
Yeah, and tell your son we said hey.
I will do it.
Shelly commented and said, I grew up in crack houses and drug dealers actually looked out for me like a little sister.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. You know what? That's the other side of crack houses and drug dealers that we don't tell. We don't nearly propagate that story.
Okay.
What?
I'm glad it worked out for her, but I don't know if we paint that picture too regularly.
Catherine said, I won the 1985 state roller skating championship in Oklahoma. Wow!
That's nuts. Wow.
Tish said, maybe not too exciting, but I was in a newspaper with a headline that read, two-car collision sends mail flying. She had hit a postal truck, which in turn hit a parked tractor.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully everyone was okay in that, but that is quite a headline.
Yeah, well, quite the headline. That is funny.
Carrie said, my two-year-old tossed his teddy into the lion enclosure at the zoo, and a lioness gently picked it up and babysat until zookeepers could get it the next day.
Aw. Hang on a second. Danny texted in, what's something about yourself that sounds made up but is real? Says, number one, there's a good chance I introduced the swine flu to Ireland back in 2009.
What?
Oh my God. She's patient zero.
What?
She's patient. Are you kidding me? And I threw up in the dry dock where the Titanic was built. Hashtag see above.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That was a lot, Danny.
Wow.
Listen, we're not going to tell anybody, though, in case they want to blame someone.
Listen, I've seen that dry dock where the Titanic was built. It's fantastic. There's a museum all there, and it's great.
Really?
Yeah. It's fantastic. So, you know, and there are pubs that are right around there, too. So I could totally, I totally believe your story, Danny.
OMG.
That is hysterical. But the whole patient zero for swine flu in Ireland, that is nuts. Oh, shoot. Sassy Matt says, I'm the only person who ever smashed a watermelon in comedian Gallagher's face.
Oh.
Do you remember that comedian? He had the sledge-o-matic, yeah. And that was kind of his shtick. He's come to Louisville several times. I think he's passed away now.
I think so.
But he if basically... He's not,
glad to hear it.
But he basically, his shtick was, he would tell some jokes, and then he would take big watermelons, and he'd set them on the stage, and he'd just smash them into the audience, and the audience in the first few rows would just get... just sprayed,
showered
with
yeah.
all sorts of stuff.
Watermelon shrapnel.
Renee,
oh my gosh.
I was mistaken for a Playboy centerfold.
Wow.
Hey there.
All right, Renee.
Like that.
Sassy.
Kelly, go ahead.
So I spent my 30th birthday with Vanilla Ice, and
what?
Nobody wants to believe me. Yeah.
How incredible. Do tell. Where
tell
were you?
It.
What went down?
Kelly, I'm your biggest fan. I just have to say that. But So I went to 4th Street Live, and my best friend talked me into going. I didn't want to go out for my birthday, and I went, and I sat down at the bar, and I look over, and there is Vanilla Ice bartending. And I looked really sad, I guess, and he was like, I'm going to buy you a drink. And so... he got to talking to me, and he liked me so much. He was like, you're hanging out with me all night. So I got a shout out on the radio. I got free drinks all night long. I don't know how many people that can say that Vanilla Ice poured a spigot of whiskey down their throat.
That's amazing.
What a great story.
Did you get tons of pictures at least?
Well, I got a bunch on his VIP website, but I wasn't able to get them for myself because there was, like, copyright situation. But needless to say that I got the bragging rights, and I have a witness because my best friend was in the pictures with me. So whenever nobody believed me, I'm like, just ask her.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So thank you all so much.
Robert Matthew Van Winkle was... was hanging out with you for your 30th birthday. Love that. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. Have a great day, you all.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
These are great. You guys are coming to the table with some fantastic stuff.
A lot of fantastic stuff.
Another listener, I have 9 fingers. Okay.
Wow.
HJ says, my legal first name is just H.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you choose that, or did your parents just like give up and just couldn't decide, so we're just going to go with an initial?
Well, I would imagine HJ didn't choose that.
Well, you can. I can change your own name.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you can. Jared, I'm a man that's been married for almost 17 years, and I do housework without having to be told. That sounds made up.
Wow. That does sound made up. Actually, we don't even believe it right now. All right. Hey, good stuff. If you want to contribute, you always can. The Facebook page has the thread rolling right now, and there are some good ones to take a look at. 502-795-1997 or @Ben and Kelly Show.